نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار، وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He's the only one worthy of praise. I seek His help, His guidance, and His forgiveness. I believe in Him and I trust Him. I seek refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Al-Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Al-Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make a protection between you and Allah His punishment. And don't die unless you are in a state of Islam. Respected Muslims, in this khutbah, I would like to present a video clip. A video clip for you to watch. As you see, I don't have a DVD player in my hand, but I want you to watch it with your heart and reflect on it with your mind. Because if your heart could not see, your eyes is not going to see. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, فإنها لا تعمل أبصار ولكن تعمل قلوب التي في الصدور. It's not that the sight, the vision, the eyes that go blind. The real state of being blind is the heart. If the heart is blind, even if you are 20/20 in your vision, you are not going to be able to see it. So, with this small introduction, I here present this video clip today. Two wild wolves will train how to hunt, be left overnight among sheep while the shepherd he gone about his business. He slept or he left the sheep. Now, with this small presentation, I want you to think what's happening in the morning. The shepherd is not there. Sheep alone. Two wild wolves be left with them. What do you see in the morning, Muslims? Look to it. Let's look together. Do you see some blood there? Do you see dead sheep there? Do you see some skin left? Some bones is left over? What else do you see? I hope you see the picture. This video clip is not from YouTube. This video clip is from the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I wish and I pray that somebody will take this picture and go over the internet and look for two wild wolves and make this video clip and put the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, ما ذئباني جائعاني أرسلا في غنم بأفسد لها من حرص المرء على المال والشرف لديني. This is a video clip. You see it in a picture, now you hear it in words. Ziban, two wolves. Jai'an, starving. Hungry. Well trained. And the shepherd is sleeping. And now the sheep and the wolves, two sheep, two wolves. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the destruction that happened by the two wolves towards the sheep is not worse than a Muslim so overprotected, so concerned over position and money. I.e. the two wolves, those wild animals that are going to attack you, tear you pieces, suck your blood and eat your flesh. And you'll be dead by the morning because nobody can help you. Is what? That you want to be the president? You want to be the imam? You want to be the mayor? You want to be whatever name, any position. You're so concerned about it. To such a degree that you go about it by any means. This is one wolf. What is the second wolf? Most of us familiar with it because it's been biting us for a long time. Been snatching our flesh for a long time. Illa man rahim Allah. Money. 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 Dollar. What do you think? You don't see the terror that happened and the destruction and the wound and the blood that comes out of your blood, out of your body, or out of your deen, because all what you want, money. Why do you think most of the Muslims did not go to Jum'ah? Because what? Money. And if they go, most of them win the middle of the khutbah or before the two rak'at. how is the musalla going to get crowded after 20 minutes? Why? Because work. And what work do? Money. Why do you think that some sisters, they sacrifice their deen, taking their hijab? It's because they want a second income in the house. So, money. Why do you see a lot of destructions in families? Because the wife wants more money, or she wants a better bedroom or a better dining room. Why you found this and that? Because a car, because a house, because this and that. Reality. What is left from your deen, my Muslim brother and Muslim sister? We ask Allah's protection. We ask Allah to help us. Now, can you see the video clip? Now, can you apply it to your situation? Doesn't matter. If the money comes from halal or haram, I want $100,000. And this is my goal. Imam, what you talking about? Don't be naive. You're talking about 300, 500, a million, 2 million. He want to be like so and so. He want to have such and such. So how are you going to get it? Doesn't matter if it's halal, it's haram, it's usury, it's gambling, selling wine, selling haram, doing whatever it takes to bring the money. As long as okay with the law of the country, don't worry about the law of God. Because God knows. And by the way, He's so merciful. It's so merciful. When you know driving with expired tag in your car only for 2 days, you park the car, you're taking a taxi, you don't want to take a chance that you can be thrown in the prison. But with Allah, you can go for a year and year, and a store and after a store, and a car after a car, destroying yourself, destroying your deen. The two wolves. What is left from you, from your deen? You could not have deen and over concern about money. You're going to have to sacrifice one of them, and Allah give you the choice, and it's up to you. You sacrifice your deen, or you sacrifice some of this money. Be content with what Allah gave you. Be content. It is a fitna. Do you know what is a fitna? It's a trial, it's a big temptation. It's not a joke. The Prophet said it, you believe him or not. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, لِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ فِتْنَةٍ وَفِتْنَةُ أُمَّةِ الْمَالِ. Every nation has a trial. He told us about Bani Israel. فَإِنَّ فِتْنَةَ أَوَّلْ إِنَّ أَوَّلْ فِتْنَةَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ كَانَتْ فِي النِّسَاءِ فَاتَّقُوا الدُّنْيَا وَاتَّقُوا النِّسَاءِ. The first temptation, trial that shifted the children of Israel from their deen was what? Was women. Was women. So be aware of women and be aware of the dunya. I don't know what the children of Israel or the women of Bani Israel was doing, because I think what we see today, Allah knows best. Allah knows best if any nations before have it. So what you with? It's fitna. The Prophet said every nation, every community have temptation, have a fitna, have a trial, a means that can make them jump the track. And you know when the train jumped the track, was going to happen? The driver, the passengers, the houses under the train track, everything is destruction. Wa fitna to ummati, and the trial, the fitna, the temptation of my ummah is what? Is money. Dollar akbar. Allahu akbar? No, I say dollar akbar. It's not what you say, because in America say what? Action louder than words. It's not what you repeat in your action. Why you didn't come for Jummah? Why you didn't show up for Jummah? Jummah is obligatory, is a must. And even if you come to Jummah, what do you do after Jummah? What you was doing before Jummah? Money. Okay. Islam doesn't forbid you to have money, but how you getting the money? Brothers, sisters, wake up. Wake up. What's the end of this money? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling us about رجل أشعث أغبر يطيل السفر يمد يديه إلى السماء يا رب يا رب ومطعمه حرام ومشربه حرام وملبسه حرام وغذي بالحرام فأين يستجاب لذلك؟ You're playing with Allah, you're kidding? Almost the qualities of answering the dua have been in this person. He is a traveler. And you know the dua for the traveler has a good possibility to be answered. Ash'ath aghbar, dusty, disheveled. So that means he's so humble. He's not even ironing, so not clean, nothing. And going through all this traveling, so humble. So when he called in Allah, Allah looked at his condition. He may accept him. And what else? And he also raising his hand like a beggar, say, oh Allah, give me, give me. So all the conditions are there, but the Prophet say his food is from haram. His drinking is from haram. He's been nourished by haram. How Allah will accept his prayer? How? How? Do you know when you are in riba, usury, interest? Oh, brother, this is American bank is much better than all these banks. The percentage, the usury is so less, they're giving only 3%. It's not like BBT. They get me understand. أشد من 36 زنية. Worse than committed adultery 36 times. Are we going to wake up? Buying from haram, selling haram, dealing with the banks, taking loans, this and that. Why? What's wrong? What's wrong? And when you die, who you taking? How much you going to take with you? The savings account? Or the checking account? What's your story you going to take? What's your house out of the houses he taking with you? يتبع الميت ثلاث أهله وماله وعمله فيرجع اثنان ويبقى واحد. Three things will follow the dead person, which can be me and you now or tomorrow. Allah knows best. You're not too far from your death. He said three things will follow the dead person: his family, his property, and his deed. Two will return and one will go with him in the grave. His family will come back. His property and his money will come back. And the only thing will go with you in your grave is your deed. It's your deed. Your Jaguar is not going with you. Your Cadillac is not going with you. The big hotel and motel is not going with you. You left it to whom? Allah knows best what, how your son or your daughter are going to be using them. They may turn it to a bar because they saw the bad example by their father. Their father selling liquor, so they going not be enough for liquor. They going to turn it to a nightclub because is that kind of rabbul bayt bi dufi dariba. So what's going to happen to the rest of the family? If the head of the family blames the dof, the rest of the family will dance. You collecting it for somebody else. Why you don't be content and happy with the little bit you're getting? Why you getting yourself into the haram? Wallahi, some of the people there, they have money in the bank. If you ask them, how much do you have in the bank? If you quit your job, close your business, everything, how long are you going to be eating without work? Some will tell you 3 years, some will tell you 10 years, some 8 years. But they're still running behind the haram. Okay, forget about Allah, you don't trust Allah. But at least trust this money. You have enough to feed you and your family for 3 years. So why you keep getting more money? Did you finish spending what you got? Is the bank that you keep became a habit? We could not relax until we go for another thousand and another thousand and another thousand and continue going like this is destruction. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us, من أصبح آمنا في سربه معافا في بدنه عنده قوت يومه فقد حيزت له الدنيا. Muslims, look back in yourself. You are rich people, but you could not see it because I told you, as Allah said, فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَ الْأَبْصَارُ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. It's not the eyes that is blind, it's the hearts. You don't see that you are a millionaire without getting into the haram. The Prophet said, whosoever the morning comes to him while he's safe in his house, healthy in his body, he possessed the food which is enough for that day. Indeed, he had possessed all the material thing. You are like a king. You are safe in your house. You are healthy in your body. And you have enough food to eat breakfast and lunch and dinner. Tomorrow, leave it to Allah. Leave it to Allah. When are we going to stop? When we going to stop? We are in a war, most of us, we are in a war between us and Allah. You know that usury, the least haram of it, as if you committing adultery with your own mother. I don't get anything from my pocket. This was the Prophet saying. It's serious, brothers. It's serious, sisters. We are not condemning money. We condemn the way that some Muslims go about getting the money. We condemn that how some Muslims, they are not content and happy with the halal, and they go after the haram. As a result of this, they don't have time for their families, for their children, for their mosque, for their nothing. They are there. And like I said last 2-3 Jum'ah, I think, when I was talking about sabr. After you do all this, somebody come with a gun asking you for a can of beer. By the time you go get it, boom, he blow your head with his gun. You drop dead behind your cashier and he take whatever and gone. What did the money do to you? And now you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a dirty hand, dirty bucket, dirty racket. When we don't stop, wait. You hear it now. You are still alive. It is the time for you to change. When you're going to change? When you drop dead? When they carry you, the ambulance come and take you to the intensive care and you could not do anything about it? I say, okay, now I'm going to repent. No. Brothers and sisters in Islam, mal, money, dollars, is fitna, is a big temptation. And it's serious. If you are not going to stop, nobody will be able to stop you. And you will be sorry later on. When you start to say that رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِي مَا تَرَكْتُ. Oh Allah, give me a chance. Let me come back to this life so I can do better. Allah said, no, indeed it is only a word that is uttering. Because if Allah sends you back to life, you're going to be doing the same dirty work. You're going to be doing the same shaitanic work. You're going to be doing the same haram thing. Be content. Have qana'ah, satisfaction. You see, if you lose ability of breathing and they take you to the hospital, you can spend all this money and you still, Allah knows best if you be cooperating or not. You are rich. You are millionaire. Be grateful to Allah. Thank Allah. Be content with what Allah gave you. Because Allah never going to neglect you. Allah never going to leave you to go starving. And even if he make you starving, it's for a reason and for something good. You will be angry, but you are not going to die. Because Allah wants to develop you. Allah wants to strengthen you. Allah wants to make you a man and a believer and a Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fixing you, trying to make you a good person. But as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَوَاللَّهِ لَوْ تَوَكَّلْتُمْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Ease of income for you, like he provide for the birds. Birds live in the morning with an empty stomach. By night they have their food. What kind of degrees did the birds have? Muslims, master degree, PhD degree. They got their degree from where? Harvard. They have nothing. They have one certificate called trust in Allah. So let's pray today, ask Allah to give us qana'a, satisfaction, and give us tawakkul ala Allah, the real tawakkul, so we can stay from the haram. Stay away from the haram. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa usalli wa usallimu ala al-mab'uthi rahmatan lil alameen. Dear respected brothers and sisters, again, before you misunderstand me from the khutbah, I'm not condemning money, because ni'ma al-malu al-salih lil-abd al-salih. This is a good fortune. You have money if you are a righteous person and you spend it right and left it for the cause of Allah. You give sadaqah, you give zakah, you help the people. But the problem when you transgress the limit of Allah and you break the line, the red line, say khamr haram, khanzir haram, naked bitches haram, all this haram, and you're still doing it. Buying it, sell it, commercialize, bank interest, you're still dealing, and you're still giving people interest, and you're becoming the loan, and all this. This is what we're talking about today. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, you've been created to be Abdullah. And the moment that you take yourself from the ubudiyya and the slavery of Allah, and you make yourself slave to something else, you're going to be destroyed. Because this was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, ta'isa abdu dirham, ta'isa abdu dinar, ta'isa abdu khamisa, ta'isa abdu qatifa, ta'isa wa antakas wa idha shi'a fa antakash. In u'tiya radi wa in mun'a sakhat. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, most fortune, never you be successful. The Prophet is making dua again is the person who became a slave of the dilar, dinar, suit, ikar. So this became your God. For it, you give all your time, all your energy, all your thoughts. When it's the job and the company and the dealership became the main concern in your life, you are the head of this, you are not the head of Allah. As a result of this, you will be destroyed. And the Prophet say, وَإِذَا شِيكَ فَلَنْ تَقَشْ, i.e. if it's sun gone in you, it never come out of you, i.e. that if you break your head, you can be breaking your head. Serious. Prepare yourself today for the questions in the day of judgment, which is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had told us, لا تزول قدم عبد يوم القيامة حتى يسأل عن أربعة. No human being, listen carefully, you need to prepare yourself now who are you sitting here, because you don't know if you're going to make it out of this Jum'ah or not, if you're going to be living for another year or not. You better start to prepare the answer. No human being will depart from the day of judgment until Allah question him about four things. And one of the four things, وَيُسْأَلُ عَنْ مَالِهِ مِنْ أَيْنَ اكْتَسَبَهُ وَفِيمَا أَنْفَقَهُ. You'll be questioned about your income, about your wealth, about your money. How did you earn it and how you spend it? You don't have to answer to me, but I'm here to remind you, you're going to be questioned in the day of judgment, and Allah will ask you. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the son of Adam, he hates two things, and it's better for him. He said he hates this. Who would like to die? We hate it. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it's better for you to die. Why? Better than fitna. And he loves to have more money. He doesn't like to have little money. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, little money is better for him. Why? Because less questioning in the day of judgment. Allah will ask the person who have $1,000 about the $1,000, but the person who have only $5, what? Two questions. One question, a minute, finish. But $1,000, now you have to give details to Allah. What about $1,000,000? Details for $1,000,000. So it's much easier for you in the day of judgment to have less money. I'm not asking you to go poor, or that you go and throw your money in the river. I'm asking you to stop where Allah told you to stop. Make time for your family. Make time for yourself. Make time for the mosque. Make time for the da'wah. Make time for Jannah. And stop dealing with the haram. Enough is enough. Those who are sincere and serious and they seek Allah's repentance, Allah will give them, inshallah, tawbah. And those who are going to have to sweep and say, inshallah, inshallah next year, inshallah we'll go for Hajj, and after this I clean myself, it doesn't work like this, because you never know when is the angel of death and come and take you, and will be too late. I beg Allah's forgiveness for me and you and all the Muslims, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the real yaqeen and real taqwa, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't make our calamity in our deen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah al-azim li wa lakum. Before I close, please, I'm asking each one of you, take a card today, put your email on it so we can let you know what's going in the mosque, so you can be informed about everything happening in the mosque. Please, before you leave, you have a card, you have a pencil, and you need to write your email address. Thank you very much. And put your name also, exactly. Your name and your email, please. Jazakumullah khairan, akum salam.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة.
You know what's going in the mosque, so you can be informed about everything happening in the mosque. Please, before you leave, you have a card, you have a pencil, and you need to write your email address. Thank you very much. And put your name also, exactly. Your name and your email, please. جزاكم الله خيرا أكم السلام.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.